Okay, today's blot is Daf Pei Gimel, when the last line of Pei Beis Amid Beis, where the Gemara is quoting from our Mishnah. As you recall, yesterday we said in our Mishnah a shiur of Shtei Sudois for purposes of Hilchos Erevin, and then we spoke about Chetzia Labayis HaMeniga V'Chatzi Chetzia Lifsoil Es Hagvia. Just to refresh our memories quickly, we had a machloikis, what is the shear of the two seudois for purposes of Erevin? Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika said, you have to go and take a kikar, which was a quarter of a kav, a quarter of a kav. And according to Rabbi Shimon, you took a kikar, which was a third of a kav. This was a quarter of a kav, a third of a kav. And then we said that half of that is a Beis HaMeniga. Beis HaMeniga means a person who enters into and stays for a while in a house where there's a Nega Tzaras on the wall. And then Chutzi, half of that is Lifsel Es Hagvia. Lifsel Es Hagvia means a Koyin, for instance, who it was to eat. Oichlim Tzimeim Min HaToyra, he remains Tohar, because an Oichel cannot be Metame, a person. However, Midrabon and the Chum said, I'm afraid that this Koyin is going to go and eat Truma, and the Truma is going to touch the Oichelim HaTameim. Therefore, if you eat Oichel Tamei, the whole Guf becomes Tamei. You have to have a Tevil and a Mikvah and Head of Shamish. Okay, now we spoke about Kavan. Today we're going to focus on Beim, eggs. How many eggs are there in a Kav? 24 altogether. Kav has 24 eggs. 24 eggs. You got to remember that. 24 eggs in a kav. Now let's start off with Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika says that we have a kikar of a quarter of a kav. That's the shear for Erevin. So a quarter of 24, David, is? Quarter of 24?
Six.
Approximately six. Yeah? Okay. Six. And then if you get to Chatzi Lebeis HaMenuga, half of six is approximately three. And then we go down to Chatzi Chatzi Lifsel Zagvia, that gives us 1.5, or 3/2. Right? Remember 3/2. That's all according to Birchim and Breich. Reb Shimon, however, starts off with a third of a kav. Since a kav is 24 eggs, a third of 24 is eight. Half of eight is four. Another half of four is two. Okay, so we have so far, according to Birchim and Broika, the final shear of our Mishnah, Lifsel Es Hagvia, was 3/2 of an egg. And according to Reb Shimon, it's two eggs. Okay. Now we're going to have one more shear that we didn't have until now. Zokti Yimora, Chatzi Lebeis HaMeniga, V'chatzi Chatzi Lifsel Es Hagvia, Tana in the Brice, it adds, V'chatzi Chatzi Chatzi, half of that. The Tamei Tumas Ochlin. What means Tamei Tumas Ochlin? If you have two Ochlin, one was Tamei, how did it become Tamei? It touched on a veil, it touched a sheret, whatever, it became Tamei. And now it touches another Tuma. How much, another Oichel, thank you. One Tamei Dika Oichel touches a Tohar Dika Oichel. When is it Metamei? If it's a shear of a Tumas Ochlin. What is that shear? Chatzi, chatzi, chatzi. So what's a chatzi, chatzi, chatzi? According to Birchim Abroika, that the smallest shear so far was 3/2. Now we have half of 3/2, it's 3/4. 3/4 of a beya. According to Shimon, that so far said that the two beya, half of one. Two beya is one beya. 3/4 and a quarter. And one. It's interesting, because for Kol HaShas, whenever we talk about the din of Tumas Ochlin, we always say that the shear is a kebeya. Really, it's a machloikis. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika holds it's 3/4, and according to Reb Shimon, it's a whole bay. So if you look at the top Toisvis, Toisvis says, V'chatzi, chatzi, chatzi, letami tumas ochlin, akul etanoi koi, kin mefarish bekunch. This goes according to everybody. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, kid islay, dehaino, kebeya, chaser, revia, a full egg minus a quarter. That's 3/4. Ode Reb Shimon, kebeya shleima, aganze kebeya. I bought them from Duchta throughout Shas. It says Kibeya Latami Tumas Ochlin. I ain't Kibbe Shimon. But like Kibbe Yechim Abrek. Ain't a Hanami. Whenever you see throughout Shas, as a state Tumas Ochlin be Kibbeya, you have to think in your mind that that's Reb Shimon speaking. Because according to Kibbe Yechim Abrek, it's really 3/4 of an egg. Frank Timara. Since our Mishnah has gone to the lengths and the pains of not only telling us the shir for Erevin, but also the chutzi for Baisa Meniga. Chatzi chatzia, lifsos gvia. So why doesn't the Mishnah go one step further? Chatzi chatzi chatzia, the Tama Tumas Achlin. Why did we have to wait in anxiety until today? Why wasn't it in the Mishnah? Everything more, I'll tell you why. Mishum teleishavu shiurayu lehadadi. Because the shiur of the chatzi chatzia and the shiur of the chatzi chatzia are not really the same. In other words, it's not exactly 50%. How is it different? The sanya, we'll see. Shtei the price is right. Kama shiur chatzi pras. What's the shiur of a half a pras? What means half a pras? Half a pras is the chatzi chatzia lifsalus agvia of our Mishnah. Because pras itself is a chutzi. Chatzi chutzi, that's a chatzi chatzi lifsalus agvia. Okay, so what was the shear? So you remember, according to Reb Shimon, we said it's two eggs. So we're putting aside Reb Yechim and Broike for a moment, because this Braisa is going to have three Mandi Omrim, and they're all going to focus on the shear of the two eggs of Reb Shimon. But it's not going to be exactly two eggs. Each time it's going to be more or less two eggs. So let's see, Zokta Yumar, Zokta Brais, Akam Ashir Chatzi Pras, Beis Beim, Chosek Kima, Dibra Biura. Siddishin Gansin Tzvai Ayah, is Tzvai Ayah minus Abissala. Where does he take this from, minus Abissala? Explains Rashi. Because Rabbi Yehuda learns that the shear of the two kibayim that we had in our Mishnah, that was talking about small size eggs. Even today, if you go and buy eggs in the supermarket, you can get small and medium and large and extra large. Aha. Okay, so the shear of the two eggs of our Mishnah of Reb Shimon, which we made a chesh. Remember, we had a third of a kav is 24, a third of that is 8, and then chutzi of that is 4, and chatzi chatzia is 2. Two small eggs. But if you're talking about medium size eggs or large size eggs, then it's already beis beim chusikim, and then it's a little bit smaller. In other words, the two small eggs is the equivalent of two medium eggs minus a bissela. That's how Rashi explains Rabbi Yehuda Divrei Biura. Rabbi Yosi Omer beis beim sochkis. We've had already this in the Gemara before, the Gabi Amois, that sochkis means a little bit bigger, and otzvis means a little bit smaller. It means like a smiling ama or a smiling beya, and this means like as a depressed, as a groaning type of expression. Anyway, so beis beim sochkis means apis a bissel besa and bissel gressa vitzvai beim. That's Rabbi Yosi. Shir Rabbi beis beim v'oit. Rabbi had gemacht a ganze shir, and he made a cheshbon that it's two beim mit a bissel mit an oit.
So,
I'm noch nicht. So kama v'oit, what's the shir of v'oit? Echad mi esrim mebeya, 1 out of 20. In other words, it's 0.05, 1/20th of a beya. And therefore, says Rashi, if you have two beyim together, it's 2 times 0.05 or 2 times 1/20th, which is 1/10, 1/10th. And therefore, it's 2.1 kibayim. So we have a three-way machloikis, the shear of Reb Shimon. What it means?
Beim shechakis, then.
I'm sorry.
It's less,
and apparently a little bit less. Apparently a little bit less. Sochkis always means abisal, you know,
nachabis. Okay.
Yeah. So therefore, according to Reb Yehuda, it's 2 minus abisal. According to Rabbi Yosi, it's 2 plus abisal. And according to Rabbi, it's 2 meta double abisal. In other words, 2 meta va'oit. Kamba va'oit echem yasem et beim. Okay. So that's, these are the yes.
Can you just explain? This is the. What is this measuring?
We are measuring the shear of the Mishnah of the Chatzi Chatzia Lifsoil Es Hagvia. Lifsoil Es Hagvia means that if a Kohen were to go and eat Oichlin Tumeim, it doesn't only apply to Kahanim, it applies to Yisraelim as well. But it only has the real ramifications of Gabi a Kohen, that the Kohen eats Truma, and of course all those people that are Mechayiv themselves to eat everything Al Taras HaKoydish, so they're not supposed to go and eat, or Taras Truma. Those people don't want to eat anything which is Tameh. The problem is, if they're going to go and eat Oichlin Tameim, even though Oichlin Tameim in HaTorah is not metami the person, but it's metami other oichlin. So what happens if you have on the same table at the same time oichlin which are tohirim and oichlin which are tameim? So if the kohen is going to be very meticulous and scrupulous, he'll make sure not to eat the oichlin tameim at the same time as eating the oichlin tohirim. But what happens if he gets caught up in a conversation, they're talking about the Gemara and they're trying to figure out how many Bayim, how many Kavim, how many Loigin, how many this, how many that. So you can kind of go up, and then by accident he takes the Truma and he dips it into Ichweis, the vinegar of Oichlin Tameim or something like that. Oh, yeah, yeah, what did I do? So the Chum said, you eat Oichlin Tameim, you yourself become Tamei. So as a result, the Kohanim would be Porish, they would make sure not to eat Oichlin Tameim. So the question is, what's the minimum shear that the person should become Tamei? According to Reb Shimon, the shear is the volume of two eggs. Ah, says a three-way machloikas in the Braisa, it's not exactly two eggs. It's a bissel meh, a bissel weiniger. A little bit more, a little bit less. So far, so good. No problem.
It would have been easier to make a difference between chicken eggs and, let's say, eggs of goose or kashkin. Who says more this type of an egg? Because how much is a little bissel? You know,
You're right, Kaba. You're right. And Achanami said a person would have to be machmir. After all, we don't have a picture of exactly.
More clear.
It's also, nobody has a guy. You go into the market and try to buy duck eggs or goose eggs. Yes. It's shvenimtzer.
Gabi, it goes one step further. As you know, there's the famous shivach of the Noid Behida that he talks about the skatnu hashiurim, that you can't even rely on the shiurim of Chazal because there's been a change in the shiurim over the years, where the eggs are bigger or smaller, etc. And this is gemacht ganze bekernish, a whole revolution in the shiurim at that time and even until today. But anyway, but let's get back to Agamar. So that's all the gabi, the shiur of a person who's eating oichlin tamei. But now we're talking about the chutzi of that. And what's the chutzi of that? We have another brisa. Reb Nosson, Reb Doisa Amru, Kibeya She Amru, the shear of a kibeya, because that's now half of two kibeyim, right? David, you agree? Half of two is one. So what's the shear of that one? We're not talking about the shelled egg, we're talking about the egg mit the shell. Not the egg with the shell removed, with the peel with the shell. No, without the shell. Zoktach Rashi, why don't these Mandi Amrim go and say that they have to be without the shell, but it's got to be still Chusakim, or still Sochkis, or it's still Mabisal Ba'oid? In other words, take the previous year, Mita Klipa, Una Klipa, but you still have to talk about the half of the Chusakim, or the half of the Sochkis, or the half of the Ba'oid. By the fact that they don't mention it, you see that the two shiurim are not exactly aligned where it's 50% of the larger shiur. And that's why our Gemara says, that's why our Mishnah didn't bring this chatzi, chatzi, chatzia, because on the surface I would have thought, whatever the shiur is, just take half, but it's not exactly half, because it's a little bit more, there's a little bit less. Therefore our Mishnah didn't bring it. Okay. Now we continue on. Everything that we said until now about two eggs, whether it's two plus or two minus, zu diber bihuda verabi yoisi. That was a pun of Yosef, the price with Rebbe, that they say the shear too, a little bit more, a little bit less. Yeah, but chum moimrim, ki beomach the sochkis. It's 1.5 eggs, and the sochkis means and a drop more. Now, who said this 1.5? Oh, Uman Chacham, Rabbi Yechim and Broika. It's Rabbi Yechim and Broika from our Mishnah, because that's what we said when we started off. All of this two eggs business is only goes according to Reb Shimon. But according to Rabbi Yechim and Broika, it's 1.5 eggs. Straight Gemara, Kshita, Zechadava Pasha. Since we start off the Gemara, we explain. Then according to Rabbi Yechim and Broika, the shear is by the two Seudais, that you have to start off with a quarter of a kav. And we said a quarter of a kav is 6.5 of 6 is 3, and half of 3 is 3/2. And half of 3/2 is 3/4. It's the same in the Cheshman. So what is Rav Chisda being Mecharashim? It's a Chadav Poshit. Everything. Mora Sochis Asa Lashminan. Rav Chisda that said, Zudib Rabbi Yudav Rabbi Yossi. But it's 1.5 Sochis. Avada Rabbi Yechim Abroik is the one that said 1.5. But I don't know 1.5 what. Is it 1.5 plus? 1.5 minus? Comes again. Rav Chisda says it's 1.5 plus. It's kabeu machzis sochkis mit abisle nochabis. Okay. Now from here, for the next few lines, it's going to be very, very simple math. But we have to again focus our attention. Ki also Rav Dimi Omar. Rav Dimi told us shiger Bunyus. Bunyus was the name of a person. Shiger, he sent l'Rebbe. He asked Rebbe the following shaila. He sent him a mudya de kundis de min nafsa. Mudya means a midah, and a midah of a sa'ah, of kundis. Rashi says shem ha-sa'ah. In other words, in the place called nafsa, they called the saw, or perhaps the container in which you can put a saw, that was called the mudya de kundis, the minafsa, from the place called nafsa. So he sent him a container of a saw from nafsa, and he said to Rebbe, please tell me how many bayim do you have in this midah. The Shir Rebbe, and Rebbe made a cheshvin of masan the shva esrei bayim, 217 eggs. Ha, saw, stop. 217 eggs. The Gemara is perplexed, and to use Barry's favorite expression, the Gemara is puzzled. Ha, saw the hecha. Where do you get this shear from of 217? Now, before we continue on, let's make our own cheshbon. What's the cheshbon? How many eggs do you have in a saw? So we said when we started off today's shear that every kav has it 140. No, I'm sorry. Every kav has in it 24 bayim. Every kav is 24 bayim. That's why we said a third of a kav is 8 and a quarter is 6, like we said before. So every kav has in it 24 bayim. Now, how many kavin are there in a saw? So Mendy knows the famous Askala Gudu formula. So if you have 24 bayim in a kav. And how many kavim do you have, Mendy, in a so'ah? How many kavim in a so'ah? I think 6, right? That's the gudu. So therefore 6. 6 times 24, let's see, 6 times 4 is 24, carry the 2. 6 times 2 is 12, add 2, that's 144. Does everybody agree? A so'ah has the volume of 144 eggs. 144. The problem is that Rebbe's Mudyus, the min nafsa, came out a cheshvin of 217. How does that stem? So also the hecha. Eid midbar. So we're talking about the original shiur, like in the midbar times, kuf mem talad havia. Then it's 144. Vid Yerushalmis, if the Yerushalmis times, then it's kif ayin gimel havia. Then it's 173. So what does he mean by 173? Because there was a period of time where they changed the measures, and they added to them or subtracted, depending on which way you look at it. In other words, let's say you have 12 eggs to a dozen. What happens if they decide tomorrow Congress has nothing else to do, and they say, you know what, we want to change it. Should be 15 eggs to a dozen. That's what they want to do. Akash of Amasa. Why, when, where? That's what they did. Here too, they went and changed the number of eggs in a sur. How did they change it? By adding ishtus. Now, anytime we talk about ishtus, if ishtus melabansh, and you have choymish melagav, so even though we're talking about a sixth, it's really a fifth. It's a sixth after you add it, but it's a fifth before you add it. Okay, so now the question is, we're adding now a fifth to 144. What is one-fifth of 144? So you have to take 144 and divide it by 5. Let's say we go and take an easy number. What happens if you took 150 and you divided it by 5? How much would you get?
31.
Sorry?
30.
Do you agree? David, do you agree? Yes. 150 divided by 5. Mendy, oh, it's unanimous. Gabi isn't och maskim, right? 150 divided by 5, you get 30. Let's make it now 145 divided by 5.
Less.
That would be one less. That would be 29. Now we have 144 divided by 5, which therefore is not 29, it's 28.8. Because we don't have the full 5, it's 28 and 4 fifths, right? If you go and multiply 5 times 28 is 140, 5 times 4 fifths, you get 4, is 144. 28 and 4 fifths. Let's round that up and make it into 29, because after all, it's almost 28. It's 28.8, Mach 29. So if we add 29 to 144,
173,
right? If we add 30 to 144, it would be 174. We're adding 29 is 173. David, do you agree?
I do.
Good. So does look to Yamara. Id Yishalmis is Kif Ayin Gimel Havi. It's 173. We're still not at 217. Okay, that's the time of Yishalai. The next generation, Nochemul, the Congress got together. Let's add Nochemul Ashtus. The whole thing is a shtus. Some of them had a reason to do it. Wait, I don't know. Was it's a shtus, but anyway, they added, and again we're adding a six, which again means a fifth. So we're adding a fifth now to 173. So now we have to divide 173 by five. It's difficult, right? It's a muchitzach abyssal. So we take 173, we divide it by five. 1 into 17 gets us to 30, or it gets you to 3. 3 times 5 is 15. Okay, so now we have 23 left. 5 into 23 gets you 4, right? Does everybody agree? 4. And we have 3 remainder. So therefore you have 34.6. 34. How much is 5 times 34? 5 times 34, 5 times 30 is 150. 170. Sorry?
170.
Right. 5 times 34 is 170. And we're talking about 173. So therefore it's 0.6. It's 34.6. But forget about 0.6 for a moment. Let's just take the 34. Let's add the 34 to 173. 34 to 1, so we add 30 to 173, comes out to 203.
And
we
four
add 4, 207. Ah! The Yad Tzipor is Rezayin Havyan. This Mamish Rosin de Rosin. It comes out Roz exactly 207. But there's still a problem. Rabbi measured this special mudya and he came out to 17. The maximum that I can come up with is 207. I'm still missing 10. How did I get to 217? David, you're maskim. Maskim. We have a problem over here. We're trying to figure out how did Rebbe get to 217 eggs.
10 extra.
We started off with 144. That 144 increased by a shus to 173. We added again another shus. It's 207, but still 207. Don't we need 217? Everything more loyal than the Tziporis. I see. Or loyal than the Tziporis. We're going with the Tziporis here. That's 207. Oh, that makes it easier. But we still got to worry about 10. I see chalasa shodi olayu. Let's throw upon it the sheer chal, meaning that we speak about the 144 or the 173 or the 207. That's after you took the chala off, because every time you're baking with the ala ulis bayim, you have to give off chala. So now let's add back the amount of chala. So how much challah would you have to go and give? So now we're assuming you're talking about a balabas. And a balabas, you have to give, what's a shear? 1 out of 24. By Nachtam, we said it's a shear of 1 out of 48. But here's a shear of 1 out of 24. Okay, so what's 1/24th from 207? 1/24th of 207. So much is ganz schwer.
You need a piece of paper.
8 and change.
5/8. It's 6 to 5.
Exactly. It's 8 and 5/8. It's a little bit more than 8. Let's put away the 5/8. Let's just talk about the 8. Right? Because what would it be 8 times 25? 8 times 25 is 200. Right? So 824 times 24 is 192. So you have 15 left. 15 left, you don't have enough to go and put a full integer because we're dividing by 24. So it's 15 over 24, and that's how you got to 3 into 15, 3 into 24, 5/8. Perfect. Anyway, but let's go and add 8. So if we're adding 8 to the 207, 207 plus 8 gets you to 215. So tomorrow, kama havion, go, shodi alai chalos, mask it, throw in the chalot too. Kama havion, how much is that? Stamni, 8. And Rashi says, 8.6, whatever, but we're going 8.625.
We also had a remainder before when we added
up. Right, Rashi brings all of that, and Rashi's like dog, nishkefer. Okay, so therefore, akati botzolei, we're still missing 2. 1.5, but it's not 217. And you said over here 217, it's a failta. Else, more I see the oidos to Rebbe Shori Alai. Forget about the challah. Forget about it. We'll go back to the oidos of Rebbe. Now remember, how much was the oid of Rebbe? Rebbe said that it's not a cheshbon of 2, but it's 2.1. Why is it 2.1? Because for every beya, we're adding 1/20th of a beya. Every beya, you have to add 1/20th. 1/20th means 0.05. So for one beya, you're adding 1/20th. Okay? For two beyan, we said we're adding 1/10th. That's two beyan. What would happen if you take now, instead of two beyan, 20 beyan? So instead of adding 0.1, you'd be adding 1 altogether, right? If 2 adds up to 1/10th of a beya, so 20 is 20 times a tenth, would give you a full 1. But that's if you're talking about 20. Here we're talking about 200. 200, instead of adding 1, we're going to add now 10. It's really 207. Not medactic. Therefore, adding now 10, we start off with 207. We add now 10, 207 plus 10 adds up to 217. Frek Timora, Ihachi Hava Leitzvei. That's a bissel mad, because after all, we're not talking about 200, we're talking about 207. 207 adds up to a little bit more than 217. It's not 10, it's 10 point abyssal. Said Timora, Kimigoy Hava Kibeya, since that abyssal doesn't add up to one additional kebaya, it's only 10, it's not 11. In other words, we're not going into fractions, we're just going into whole integers. Zayikin. So, Baruch Hashem, we came up, we started with 144, we made it 173, we made it 207, we added the Va'oidois of Rabbi, which is another 10. 10 plus Abyssala is 217. Forget about the Abyssal, Loidak.
How's 10 again? So, Rabbi?
You see, Mindy, we didn't have the pleasure of your company, besides the Rebbe. Right. The Rebbe said that when we have, according to Reb Shimon of our Mishnah, that we made a cheshen according to Reb Shimon, that the shear of Lifsel es Hagviyah is 2 eggs. Zokter Rebbe, it's not 2 eggs, it's 2.1 eggs. Where do you get 2.1? If you look at the Gemara, the sixth line from the top of the Amid, Mendi, shear Rebbe, Beis beim ba'oid. It's not 2 eggs, it's 2 eggs mit abyssal. Kam ba'oid, what's the shear of the abyssal? Echon mi esrim be'beya. Echon mi esrim means 1/20th of a be'ya. That's by one be'ya. But says Rashi, since for purposes of shtei sudas you have to have two, said by two kibayim, two be'yas, it would be not 1/20th, it would be 1/10th. Because you're multiplying 1/20th by 2, 2 in the numerator, not in the denominator, 2 over 20 is 1/10th. And therefore, it's a cheshen of 2.1 by every 2 eggs. But that's by 2 eggs. But if it's 20 eggs, it wouldn't be 2.1, it would now be 21. We'd be adding a full 1. And if it's 200, now it becomes 210. So you're adding 10. Once you're adding 10, Dr. Yamara, that's why I have the 10 that I add to the 207, makes it into 217. But it's not 200, it's 207, so you have to add noch abyssal. Since it's not a full kebaya, like Dr. Yamara is not medactic. Loichosh. Okay, so that, yeah, Mendy Sigit? Very good. And we continue on to Yamara Yetzvaite Tanu Rabbonon. So Yerushalmis, Yaseira al Midboris Shtus, like we just said now, you started off with a Midboris that was the smallest. We added a Shtus, we added a sixth, and that's why to the 144 Bayim we added and we made into 173. Vishal Tsipiris is also Yaseira Yerushalmis Shtus, he added also another sixth. Now, what happened is that two different times in history, one time they added 1/6, the next time they added another sixth. Now, if you do it very, very superficially, you would say, no, if they add over here a sixth, and they add a sixth plus a sixth is a third. Zokti imar nim tishal tziparis, you say, oh, midbaris shlish, then the tziparis is greater than the midbaris a third. It's not really that way, because you're a sixth, and you're adding a sixth to
the it's a
compounding type of, you're, everybody, yeah, they're good. But now, b'lamaisa shteta chabiyah, a third. So we're going to have to try to figure out what does that third mean. In other words, the Bryce is not just telling Dvorim B'Talim. He's telling us something. How does that third work out? Sigmar explains. Shlish Taman. If you're saying that it's a larger by a third, let's see where we're going to apply that third, how it's going to work out. This is very simple arithmetic. Ilem Shlish Dimidbaris. Are we talking about a third of the midbaris? In other words, we started off with midbaris, we ended up with tzipoiris, and tzipoiris is 1/3 more than midbaris. Okay, frek tomorrow. Mechti, shlish de midbaris kamahave. If I'm starting off with midbaris and I'm taking a third of 144, right? 144 bayim. If I take a third of 144, how much is that? A third out of 150 would be 50. A third of 144 is 48. Right, everybody agree? Right, 3 times 40 is 120. 3 times 8 is 24. 120, 24 is 144. So it comes out more or less approximately, exactly, precisely, meticulously, it comes out to 48. Shlish midbaris kamahava arboim b'tmanya 48. V'ilu oidfa. What's the difference between the tzipoiris and the midbaris? We already said the tzipoiris is 207. The midbaris is 144. 207 minus 144. How much do we get?
69.
Again, 207 minus 144. 63. We have a machloikah 69 and 63. You have your kazer shlishi. Anybody else want it?
No, I'm
you're puzzled. I'm also puzzled.
I'm older. No, I'm wrong.
It's not chazer. Not wrong. It was inaccurate. It was 207 minus 144. 63. Okay, everybody agrees. The ilu oidfa. Oh, the Gemara also comes up. Sure, say again. The ilu oidfa sheets in utlas. The Gemara isn't also 63. You have a kasha shish v'achriya. But anyway, it's taka 63 according to everybody. So now, does everybody agree that 48 is not equal to 63? Yeah, everybody's masking. So the Gemara said a moment ago that Tziporis is one third more. If it's one third of 144, one third of 144 is 48. But the difference between the two is 63. 48 is Nishka 63. Ah, okay, then we shlish to Mirushalmis. I understand now. We're not taking a third of the 144, we're taking a third of the Yerushalmis. Now the question is, how much is Yerushalmis? Yerushalmis is 173. And that we said before, right? Kif Ayin Gimel 173. Okay, so how much is a third of 173?
It's also not going to work.
Because
it's a sixth from the Yerushalmis, not a third.
Yeah, but we're trying to just explain the Braisa. The Braisa Nimtza said it's greater by a third. We're trying to figure out where do we get this third from. So now, a third of 173. 3 into 17 equals 5, right? 3 times 5 is 15. Then I have a remainder of 2, 23. 3 into 23 is 7, 21, right? 7. Plus 0.6. Aha. Okay, so Nochemul, how much is it? 3 into 173 is 3 into 17 is 5. 5. And then we have 23 left is 7. Right? 57? No?
3 into 25 is 8.
3 into 25 is 8? Yeah, we don't have 25. We have 3 into 173.
I'm saying if you're doing the daily lift.
Yeah, so let's go.
3 into 170 is 57 and 2/3.
57, is that Shem?
Yeah, I'm using a calculator.
Yeah, calculator.
By the way, I don't make a mistake bringing the number.
3 into 173. 3 into 17 is 5.
3 into 23 is 7 and 2/3.
7 and 2/3. So how much is that altogether?
67 and 2/3.
67 or 57?
57.
I'm sorry, 57.
57 and 2/3, right?
Yeah, 5. It's 5. What was the 6?
Okay, no problem. We're still good friends. So 57 and 2/3. Now let's round that up. How much is 57 and 2/3?
58.
50, oh, dang it. So now write down 58, and now we're adding that to the original. Original, how much?
173.
Is it 173 or is it 144?
No, you're saying from the Yerushalmis.
Oh, we don't even have to add it. Don't bother adding. Just leave 58. Don't get confused. Back to the Gemara. Shlish tidor kama, how much is one third of 173? Hava, chamshin v'tamanya nechi tilsa. 58 minus a third. Right? That's 57 and 2/3. 58 minus a third. Good. Vilu oidfa, what is the difference between the tzipoiris and the midbar is? We already said before. 207 minus 144. We had a shtickle machloikis, but everybody agreed eventually at the end it was 63. Is 58 minus a third, which means 57 and 2/3. Is that equal to 63? So it still doesn't work. And you said that that's a shlish. It's a chvayt and ishkut. Aha. Ve'elitz tzipoiri shlish dida. Oh, okay. Maybe we're taking a third of the tzipoiri itself. A third of 207. A third of 207. How much is a third of 207?
No, 69.
Six. How do you know it's 69?
I just made the cheshbon.
Oh, how much is a third of 210?
70.
What is a third of 210?
A third of 70.
70. So this is 207. It's three less. So therefore, it's 69. Maskim.
Hainahach.
So the Gemara, shlish tidor kama hava, shivin nechi chode. 69. Aha, 69. Vilu oidfa, what was the difference that we have between 207 and between 144, Vaita Samach Gimel, 60, that remains always the same, 63. So this is 63, and this is 69. You just said in the Braisa that once we added it, it's now a shlish. It's not a third of 144. It's not a third of 173. It's not a third of 207. So what are we talking about? Elisim Tzibar Omer Yermia Hachikama. Nimtzis Sho'a Shel Tzipoiri. Sa'a shel tzipori yaseira al midbaris karoy v'shlishola. It's not gonna mamish. It's close. We're getting close. How do we get close? This is Doch 63, and this is 69. No, we're getting there. We're not there yet, but we're karev. And be'erach. And we add another shtickle to the brisa which we didn't quote earlier. U'shlish shala karev lemechza. The Mechza de Midbaris. And that third is close to a half of Midbaris. What does he mean by that? 69. Because what's a half of Midbaris? Midbaris was 144. What's a half of 144? 72. Ah, Zegit. So 69 is close to 72. So the 63, the third, is close to 69. The 69 is close to 72. Oh, Mishkevelachalach. Oh, Masker Ravina, Midi Karev, Karev Tani, Shteto Duav Zvein Kroivim. Doesn't mention the word Karev. We learned back in the beginning of the price, Nimtashot Sipayre Shlish, was traced to me a cup of Masa, Mit Karev. We're not talking about Karev, we're talking about exactly. Elam Ravina, Hachi Ka'amar, I'll explain to you. Nimtis Shlish Shel Tzipoyri Bivi Oidi Oishel Ravi. Oh, we're not talking about 207 anymore. Now we're talking about 217, because now we're talking about that we add the Ba'oidias, which was another 10. Right. Now, how much is a third of 217?
72 and a third.
Is that right? Do you agree?
217 is 7, and 72 and a third.
72 and a third. So a third of the Tzipoyri, mit the Ba'oidias, a third of 217, is 72 and a third. Nimtzis, we find now that that's Yisera al Mechza Shel Midbarius. How much is Mechza Shel Midbarius?
144. 72.
So this is 72 and a third. And this is 72. What's the difference between 72 and a third and 72? Yeah, but what's precisely?
A third.
Zuzut Yimara. Nimtzis, we find that it's greater Shlish.
The Shlish is the third one.
Atazai.
The larger one. Unit.
Beautiful. So we started off the price, and we said that after they added a sixth, and after they added six, we came out a third, so we thought a third means a third of the Midbaris, a third of 144. What's 144? 48. What's a third of 173? 69 minus that. What's a third of 207? What's a third of... No, we're not talking about a third. We're talking about the whole difference is one is .333. One third. What do you mean a difference? Because we took a third of the 217. What's a third of 217 is 72 and a third. 72 and a third is greater than half of the shear of the Midbarius. The shear of the Midbarius is
third, or half of which is 72.
72 and a third minus 72, you get a shlish. Not a third of that. Just one little third of it. Is good? Fine? Very simple. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Okay, Tanya Rabbanan. We learned in the Brice, and the Brice is now going to talk about today's this week's parasha, because this week's parasha, Parashat Shlach, talks about the din of Chala Reishis Arisi Seichem Chala Terima. Exactly. No Nishuk Sivoy Bavaya Chamaret, because if you Sivoy, you'd have to wait after 14 years. If that's Bavaya Cham, it's immediately right. That's a different Kusvoy. Okay, kick it back.
That's what
Tony Dreis in Etz. That's what I told you. It's talking about Reishis Arisi Seichem Chala Terima. You have to give Chala. Now we all know that Minat Torah there's no Shir Chala. We already had this a few days ago. 124th, 148th, Zayefine. Aha. But now the question is, but what's the minimum amount of dough that requires you to go and give Chala? If you just go and bake Avza Kleinekeit, you don't have to give Chala. Everybody knows that. Today they say it's Berach 5 pounds of flour. But where does that all come from?
Because they want to do the mitzvah. That's why they take. But they're not Mechiyev.
I agree with you. But the question is, where do we get that 5 pounds from?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, maybe it's only 2 pounds. Maybe it's 1 pound. Maybe it's 3 ounces. So that's from this pasuk of the Reish Arisi Seichem. What is Arisi Seichem? Says Yimar, Kidei Is Soy Seichem. Says Rashi, that means the amount of Issa that they made in the Midbar. What is the amount of Issa they made in the Midbar? Says Rashi, that's the Oimer Lago Goylis, a shear of an Oimer. Now, Zukimar Vekama Issa Sechir, Issa Se Midbar, Vekama Issa Se Midbar, Techsiva Oimer Asiris O Eifahu. The Oimer is a tenth of an Eifah. A tenth of an Eifah. Oh yeah, we didn't have Eifahs until now. So what is an Eifah? An Eifah is 3 Sa'ah. How do we know an Eifa is 3 Sa'ah? Rashi Matachajun, Apostolic in Yecheskel. Anyway, just take it that an Eifa is 3 Sa'ah. Aha. Okay. An Eifa is 3 Sa'ah. Now the question is, in a Sa'ah, how many kavin do I have? We said a so'a has six kavin. Everybody agrees a so'a has six kavin. And if I have three so'a, why do I have three so'a? Because I'm talking about an eifa. An eifa has three so'a. A so'a has six kavin. So how many kavin are there in every eifa?
18 kavin.
18 kavin so far, right? Everybody agrees? 18 kavin. Now, we have every kav has four loigin. Since a kav is four loigin, 4 times 18 is
72.
Fimul chai, 72. Kum techois, an eifa has 72 loigin. That's if you talk about a ganze eifa. But we're not giving a ganze eifa. We're baking from a oimer a siris a eifahu. It's a tenth of an eifa. If it's a tenth of 72, so you just have to move over 7. The pintola, 2. It becomes 7.2. Right? And that's what the Gemara says. Mikan omru, zayin revoyin. Revoyin, roiva means like a loig. It's roiva kav. 7, kemach vi'oid. Oid means that 0.2. 7.2, chayeves be'echal. Now this happens to be, again, midburius time. Midburius time is 7.2. But then, of course, they added a shtusmet. The chayim mishnah. So we're going to take from that 7.2. We're going to take off 1/6 of 7.2. How much do you take off from if you take 6 into 7.2? How much does that come out to?
1/5.
12. 1/5, which is 1.2, right? 6 into 72 is 12. 6 into 7.2 is 1.2. If I take 7.2 and I subtract 1.2, you get 6. Oh, those are Pimara. Since they made the distinction of 1/6. That's 6 of Yerushalmi. Now what happens if we take now a 6th of 6? How much is that? That's very easy.
Six
one. Is 1. So 6 minus 1 is?
5.
Shane, hey, Sheltzi Party. So we started with 7.2, we went down to 6, and we went down to 5. That's the shear. They're good. Mikan Omru, from this they said, whoever eats that amount, meaning the 7.2 in the midbar, 6 in the Yerushalayim, 5 in the Sephardi, which by the way is all the same shear, it's just a question of how you call it, but it's all the same.
Volume is unchanged, it's how it's the unit.
How it's denominated. Exactly right. Mikan Omer, from this he said, whoever eats this amount, he'll be gesund and gebenched. Yes, Al Kain, if he eats more than that, Ravsan, then he looks like a chazer, like a glutton. He died, but not too much dieting, it has to be a normal shear. Anyway, with this, I'm ending Baruch Hashem the Al Cheshbonis, and I'm sure you're all tefreen that all the math worked out well.
So end this with five what?
Five loigin of tzipari. Five loigin. How much is a loig? Loig is a roi vakav. Sorry?
A loig is like a
pint. These are 3 ounces. A log is 4 times, that's 12 ounces. So five.
That's a lot.
No, 5 times 12 would be 60. Be on half a gallon.
60 ounces, half a gallon?
Less than half a gallon.
I think is 96 ounces. I think
half a gallon. That's a liquid. What is it? How would it come out?
64 is a half?
60? These are the amount of
eggs. It's korov. It's korov liyos.
Right.
Those are the eggs you stick into the. Is this what you mean?
The volume. You don't have to put in eggs at all. You can have a vaser challah. Okay. It's the volume of kemach, of flour that would fill up all these eggs. Open up the eggs, fill them up, close it up again, the top shell, and then add up all these eggs and see how much it adds up to in terms of the volume of the flour. Okay, now we start, Baruch Hashem, a bit of life.
This is a new diet we have here, and you should follow this.
Tessa, fine.
It's the first diet.
Yeah, it's a bright. The course, the question is, how much that adds up into real volume? I'm sure the machloek is in Rav Noam et
Chazanish. When we do these cheshmonoses, it feels like, we see eggs, there are, don't they vary? Now we
jumbo
see,
eggs.
Right, jumbo eggs, medium, and extra jumbo.
And that's where we have the famous Noida Behuda. Noida Behuda says in the Skatna Shiurim that the Shiurim of the Gemara don't work out in comparison to today's eggs. That's why he came up.
That's for the Chaim Noah.
That's been fertile ground for many, many Achrayim since then. It's a niche, and everybody has.
What are average amounts of Dainit Makala?
So what do you say?
I have no clue.
The Welt says 5 pounds. Good. Zog the Mishnah bite.
To say a bracha on
challah. Right.
Yeah. He shall we make a bracha on challah? But most of us say make a moitz. No, a moitz. Okay. Okay. Now I understand. Mavrish challah. Min an isa nishmita. Okay. Zog the Mishnah. anchi chotzen vi anchi marpeses sheshachu v'loy irvu. Aha. You have anchi chotzen. Anchi chotzen means the guys down below on the chotzer, courtyard. I have five balabatim live around the chotzer. Very good. But adjacent to that chotzer, there also happens to be a house which has a marpeset. Marpeset in Eretz Yisrael today, they call it a terrace, a porch. However, usually in terms of Chazal, it was an open air porch, if you will. In other words, an open area. And Rashi explains that a number of second floor apartments opened up to that open area. And they didn't have internal staircases or elevators like we have today. They didn't have a problem with Shabbos elevators because they didn't have Bochumdike elevators. But what they had, what was the way of entering and exiting? They had a staircase or a sulam that went from the merpeses down below into the chotzer. Aha. So now the question is, can they carry from the merpeses to the chotzer, from the chotzer to the merpeses? David, thanks for all the help that you gave us with the math. Shukriya. Have a wonderful day. Yeah. Okay.
It's now, why is he called the Anshei Merpeset? The fact is, they were Anshei Aliyah. They lived in the second floor. The Merpeset is only how they got out into the Chotzer.
Yeah, but that's why it's going to be.
They are an Aliyah. They really are people living in the second
floor. If it would be an enclosed Aliyah and they have no exit or entrance towards the Chotzer, then they couldn't go and make a joint Erev. The only way they
live.
Yeah, no, they could have an exit towards another chotzer. In other words, you have a large building, and you have a chotzer on one side and a chotzer on the other side. So you have to have that these people have access to this chotzer. How do they have access? Because there's a mepeset, and they have these stairs going down. Oh! So they could have made an erev. So it's kosher gvoi yitzvachim mepeses, bachim mikan lechotzer. So in other words, what's going on over here? Each one of them made an erev l'atzman. The anshei chotzer made for themselves. The Anshei Merpeset made for themselves. And they could have made a joint Erev. We had this Gemara many times. For instance, you have the two Chatzeres, which has a Pesach, they're side to side, there's a Pesach in between. You could have Elu make La'atzman, the Elu Atzman. Well, you could also make a joint, since there's a Pesach in between. You can make one communal joint Erev. And that's what they wanted to do. Amat v'ges, amat nishkemacht. So therefore, all the Chotzer guys can, of course, be Mishtamish, can carry back and forth in the Chotzer. All the Merpeset guys can go and carry in the Merpeset. Never the twain shall meet. The Merpeset can't carry to the Chotzer, and the Chotzer can't carry to the Merpeset. Fine. However, what the Mishnah now introduces is that there could be certain structures built into the Chotzer that are close enough in dimension and in locale to the Merpeset, that they should be considered adjuncts of the Merpeset. What are you talking about? Says the Mishnah. Koshe gvoi yutvachem. What happens if you have a mound inside the chotzer, and that mound is 10 tvachem tall? Oh, and the Merpeset we're also assuming was 10 tvachem tall. So therefore, if you have an object which is on top of the mound, that is closer in proximity and in structure to the Merpeset, so the Merpeset people that made their Erev could go and carry from the Merpeset to the top of the mound, and from the top of the mound to the Merpeset. But you Chotzer guys don't, because it's two separate Rishusim, because it's 10 Tvachim Tor.
The upper stuff.
Exactly. So the Kol Shigvoi Yud Tvachim the Merpeset, Pachim Kan, if it's less than 10 Tvachim, then it's like Chotzer. And the Mishnah gives, in fact, two examples. Chulias a bar. What happens if you dug out a bar, and then, as you know, in the good old days when they used to go and dig out the bar, what did you do with the earth? You didn't cart it off to somewhere in New Jersey. You took it and you made it into a chulia. In other words, you made it like the banks around, like a shtickle wall around the bar. And guess what? It got up to 10 tvachim tall. Or you had a cellar. You had a large boulder in the middle of the chotzer. Also, givoyim asorat tvachim. So these belong to the merpeset. So therefore, if you wanted to carry something from the merpeset to the top of the chulia sabar, to the top of the cellar, fine. Tvachim mikad if it's less than 10 tvachim, it's the chotzer. Says Yimar, but of course it's got to be that cellar, the chulia sabar, it's got to be close to the merpeset. If the merpeset is over here, and the cellar happens to be 50 feet away, so how is he going to get there? Then he's going to have to carry through the chotzer. He can't carry. So, says Yimar. We're going to talk about Zerikin and Nigmar. The medieval woman is smucha, it's like a close. And Mufragi says, Vai, the filling of all your tvachim, the chotz, and then it belongs to the chotz because you can't have ishtamshas and the repasset to the other, to the mound, to the cellar, to the bar if it's far away. So now the question is, how far is far? Vezu smucha, koshen or chaykar bo tvachim. If it's within four tvachim, meaning within a foot, Ishkefela.
Three is considered a man.
Because you're talking about Slavud. You're not talking about Slavud, we're just talking about if it's close enough that it's to considered to be a normal Ishtamshis.
Okay.
If it would be more than four Tvachan, you'd have to jump or throw, like you're saying. If it's less, then you can mamish place it. So you're saying up to four Tvachan, that's considered to be Samach enough that it's part of the Merpeset. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to give a bunch of examples, but it's all very straightforward. Pshita. Lezeh bePesach or lezeh bePesach. What happens if you have two chatzeres which are adjacent to one another, and they could have made an erev between the two, but they didn't make an erev between the two, and there's a Pesach lezeh and a Pesach lezeh, or lezeh Pesach lezeh Pesach. Now, what means it lezeh Pesach lezeh Pesach? So the art scroll has a nice picture that you have two chatzeres, and then you have like a stepping platform to go up on that platform to enter into one of the two chatzeres. If Simi doesn't mind, does Simi have that?
What do you mean there are two different levels? These
not two different levels. Who has the Gemara? Can we borrow your Gemara for a moment?
Shmei.
Thank you. Be so kind and so gracious. Shukoyer. Question is if you have a picture.
Here it is.
Let me see.
This is old edition published for pictures. Muna picture.
One second.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay. So there's down here.
Yeah, no, I understand. But that's for the passive.
Mishnayis
has it. Mishnayis has it.
Yeah, but that's the courtyard in the gallery. That's the other case. The case with the passive people.
Yeah, this is not the
same idea.
All the Hogemar is the same idea.
Here we're talking about two different Hatzeders.
Oh, let's see. Oknish. Okay. Anyway, so. He's got his blue Gemara inside. Fine.
We'll do it in our mind.
We'll do it in our mind. Auch nicht. Rutschkoyach, you tried very well, and I thank you for Yigia Magim Bekim Toch Schai. So you have two chatzeres which one next to each other. Sorry. Two chatzeres, one next to each other. Okay. That's a well.
Auch nicht.
Yeah. Anyway, you got two chatzeres next to each other. And in front of these two chatzeres, he had a wall which is 10 tvachim tall, enclosed the two chatzeres. Next to that wall, outside the two chatzeres, there was a nice platform or nice set of stairs. Forget our platform, make stairs. But the stairs were very, very wide. And they were wide enough that they had half of the stairs in parallel to chatzer 1, and the other part of the stairs on the left hand side were parallel to chatzer 2. So you have two chatzeres next to each other, a wall between the chatzeres. There's no doorway between the wall. It's just one wall between the two chatzeres. To get into the two chatzeres, there was a wall in front of the two chatzeres, and leading up to that wall, there were steps. But the steps were very wide.
It's like brownstones that have a stairwell to two brownstone entrances.
Yeah. A stairwell to two brownstone entrances. Very good. So now, half of the width of the stairs could enter into Chatzir 1. The other half of the stairs can enter into Chatzir 2. So it's easy to get...
Stairs always start somewhere. Where does the stairs start?
On the floor. On the Mavoy.
Oh, it started in the Mavoy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it goes and leads into one Chatzir, and the other staircase leads into the other Chatzir.
But it's one wide staircase which leads into both.
Extra wide.
Extra wide.
Oh, they're so next to each other.
Next to each other. And the Chatzirs are next to each other. So that's what the Gemara called the Pesach Lezeh or Pesach Lezeh. Rashi says it's talking about that they had a Sulam, Pesach that goes in. And, says the Gemara, that's a Dover Parshit, Hain Chaloin Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. That's similar to, or halachically identical to, the case where you have a Chaloin. Meaning that the beginning of the Perek HaChaloin, appropriately called Perek Chaloin, because the Mishnah starts off, if you have a Chaloin between two Pesachim, if it happens to be 4x4, and it has to be within 10 Tvachim from the ground, okay, then it's considered to be an opening of Pesach, and then the two, if they want, they can Arav L'atzman, or if the two can go and make a communal Erev, Zeh B'Zeh. So here too, by the fact that you didn't have a Pesach, a doorway, but you had the staircase, which could be used for both chatzeres, because it's a wide staircase.
They could really go from one to the other.
Exactly.
To go there and then go up.
It's like a derech sulam. They'll have to go up a sulam. Okay, but that's like the chaloyim. And therefore you can make a communal. They are connected. Good. So therefore, these two chatzeres could make a communal erev. Now, what happens if we talk about lezeh bezrika, lezeh bezrika? What does that mean? That in fact, there is no access or egress from one chutzah to the other. They don't have a chaloyim, they don't have a door, they don't even have the stairs. But you know why? They are connected. You can go and throw. Now, throw one over to this, one or three. Haynu kosher ben shei chatzeiros. That's the case of the kosher ben shei chatzeiros. That if there is no doorway between the beis chatzeiros, then in fact you cannot make an erev between the two. This Chinese wall of 10 tvachim or higher, if it's less than 10 tvachim, you could. But if it's 10 tvachim or higher, it's a machit, it separates, you cannot make a communal erev.
Not even so tall, 10 tvachim, so they could stick their hands up.
That's the Zerika. You can be moist, you don't have to throw. Exactly. Otosa. Like the Noid Behuda said in the Scottish Urim, probably the people were shorter at that time also. Now, Shulshul, known as Yisrael, has a different connotation.
No.
Yeah, but they're related etymologically. How are they related etymologically? Because shulshul means also that something that not goes up, but something that goes down. So here we're talking about a charitz.
Shashalas is the a chain.
Shashalas is the chain. But here we're talking about something that
word?
No,
it's so mishalshul means you lower something.
Oh, it does. Like mishalshul is lower something. So shulshul, that you have diarrhea, that's your lowering. We know what you're lowering. Here you're lowering because if you want to mishtamish in the two chatzeris, and the two chatzeris have between them a charitz, and this charitz is 10 tvachim deep on both sides, meaning, because if you remember, we had a few days in the Gemara that you could have a charitz where one side is 10 tvachim deep and one is only 5 tvachim deep. That was what the Gemara called ze bekoshe ze benachas, tashmisha benachas ze bekoshe. Here we're talking about they're both the same. In other words, the charitz was deep on both sides of the two chatzeres. It was the dividing wall. It wasn't the wall, but it was the division between the chatzeres. You had the charitz, and it was 10 tvachim deep on this side, 10 tvachim deep on the other side. That's what we call zeh b'shulshul, zeh b'shulshul. Hayin charitz shebein beis chatzeres. That's the case of the beis chatzeres that we had a few days ago. Now says the Gemara, lezeh b'pesach ulezeh b'zrika. What means lezeh b'pesach ulezeh b'zrika? That to get into one chatzer has the benefit of a pesach, and the other chatzer, to be mishtamish, you have to use zrika. What the Gemara means to say is now that until now everything was the same. Meaning, if you had, let's say, a bias which adjoined the two chatzeros, or the next to the charitz, all of these, it's exactly the same. Since it's exactly the same, then it has equal access to both. Equal access to both. Both of them, it could decide, I want to use this chatz, I want to use that chatz. It could be a member of either one of the two chatzers. However, in a case where the bias has easy access to one and difficult access to the other, then I say automatically I throw that bias with the chatzir, with the easy access, and it becomes a member of that chatzir club, and I take it away from the other chatzir where it doesn't have easy access. What does that, what nafkimin is there? They made an Erev, and they forgot this fellow, he didn't contribute towards the Erev. So if he's a member of that Chatzir club, without him, they don't have an Erev. He'll have to make a Bitl Rishus. Without the Bitl Rishus, they can't carry. The other Chatzir, where it's difficult to access, we're going to sever him, say, you're not a member of our club, you're a member of the other club. All the other guys went and made an Erev, so therefore we don't need him, and he doesn't share the Erev. And that's really what is going to go through from here towards the bottom of the Amid. If for one of them it's easy access like a Pesach, for the other one it's difficult, it's like a Zerika, that's like the case of Rabbi Ravuna Omer of Nachman. What is that Rabbi Ravuna Omer of Nachman? So Gemara just relies on our good memories that back on Ayin Zayin, which was less than a week ago, we had this very Rabbi Ravuna Omer of Nachman, Koyisul Shebein Shtei Chatzeroiz Tzidei Echad Gvoya Asore Tvachem Tzidei Echad Shove Le'oret. We had a koisel between two chatzeros. On the two chatzeros, however, were different levels. One was a higher level, one was a lower level. One of them, the koisel was 10 tvachim tall. I'm sorry?
The building was on a slope. Right?
You don't have to have a slope. You have, both of them were leveled, but it was a higher level and a lower level. And you have
it's a mound like.
You have a wall in between. Right. So from the bottom of this level ground to the top was 10, and for the other one it was only 5 or 3 or 6. The Gemara called it Mesidei Echad Shava. It's Noislan Oislazeh Sheshava the Arz Mishim to have a late Tashmisha Benachas, Ulzeh Tashmisha Bekashe. For Chalzeh Benachas, Zeh Bekashe, Noislan Oislazeh Shetmisha Benachas. That was the case of the wall. You can hold your place over here, because now we get to the next case. Lezeh Beshulshul Lezeba Pesach, Lezeba Shoshal. One has easy access, and one you have to have go underground, down below into the Charitz. And Rav Shizvi Amar Rav Nachman. That's Rav Shizvi Amar Rav Nachman. We're again Daf Ayin Zayin. Amar Rav Shizvi Amar Rav Nachman. Charitz Shebein Shtei Chatzeiros Tzidei Echad Omer Kasaris. Right in the middle of the Omer. You got it. Tzidei Echad Omer Kasaris. But Tzidei Echad Shavu La'aretz. Nois Noisai. Where do we shtel avek this bias? We're going to put the bias as Eshe Shavu La'aretz. Mishum Dehavale Zeh Tashmisha Menachad. Or Zeh Tashmisha Ibekasha.
Same sword.
Same sword. In fact, you more ask somebody why they have to go Shrichet. You more said because it's easier to go and use a wall than to go and use a charitz. On the other hand, if you put something in a charitz, it'll be more secure than something else on the wall. It can get stolen, etc. Anyway, so that's the same case as before. In each case, what we're doing is we're giving to the one that's benachas and not to the one that's bekasha. Now, Zot Yimara. L'zeh b'shilshul, u'zeh b'zrika ma'ai, l'choyra, if you have a bias, which is one side goes the shoshul. In other words, it has difficulty in being mishtamish with a chotzer because it's a charitz of 10 tvochim deep. On the other side, by the other chotzer, it's also difficult because there's a wall of 10, you can only use it bizrika. So both of them are tashmishon bikasha, not tashmishon benachas. So my, what's the din now? Omarav shnein masurim. Since this bias has relationships with both, if he didn't make an Erev with either one, they're both going to be Osir, because you can't really subdivide and say he's a right Chotzer guy, left Chotzer guy, because
he's
they're both. It's the same level. It's the same level of difficulty. This is B'Shilshul Zeh B'Zrika. Shmuel Amar, no, he's always Zeh B'Shilshul. Shul Zeh Tashmish B'Nachas, or Zeh Tashmish B'Kasha. Shilshul is still easier than the case of the throwing. Throwing, you have to have a good arm, a good pitcher. No, throw. You should just have to put it in. You know, you don't have to be a sucker. It's a pitcher. You don't have to be, you know, Whitey Ford. All you have to go and do is you put it into the ground, right? Right. I'm dating myself, right? To the time of gimbals. Okay. Anyway, so Dr. Yimari yet is Neymar.
So he has to give this guy has to give Taka two matzahs. One two that
he can. You know, he only according to Rav, he'd have to give two, or if he didn't give two, he'd have to give two.
So every chotzer, if they must have him, without them they can't carry.
Or maybe Rav will hold that this person has to make a decision. In other words, Chazal can't make the decision for him because they're equal in terms of difficulty. Uh-huh. And therefore, he has to make a decision. He's going to decide, my Ikatash is going to be B'chatzis, and then he's going to be part of that Chatzis. Or my the other Chatzis. And therefore, you have to be Ma'arab with them. And the other guys will say, okay, you're
but
with them.
But if he doesn't, they're both us.
If he, and he forgot that he didn't do an Eid for either one, then they're both stuck because he didn't make his decision, and he has equal access to both.
Good.
Shmuel says it's not a problem. Shulshul is better than Zrika, because Shulshul, anybody can go and put something down. In fact, anybody can drop something. People drop things every day. But to go and throw, to Shushanagans avoid it. And that's why Shmuel says you go to the Shulshul people and not to the Chotzer of the Zrika people. Do a Mishtel, Mitchamam Shulzan Morgan.